The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Podcast. We're going to be looking at the races at Toaster today. 3,999 career winners for AP McCoy before today. He's looking for 4,000 and he's got two opportunities to do so today. My name is Alex Dunn and I'm joined by the great man himself. Morning AP, how's things?
Good morning, good thanks Alex, yep, all good.
Good stuff. You picked up a spare yesterday. We didn't talk about it, but it won, and it won pretty nicely.
Yeah, he did win well. Obviously, when Mission Complete didn't run, after the first race, then John Joe asked me if I wanted to ride Manila for Stakes, and luckily he let me, I asked him, could I ride him? So, and luckily he let me and he won, so it was nice, and it kind of obviously narrows the gap a little bit, and hopefully get another winner today, which would be what it's all about, really.
Exactly. I mean, we've spoken in the past about you saying that the pressure's not getting to you and you don't feel any nerves, but do you think it'll feel any different when you go out to ride the first one today?
Who knows, you know, as I said, I hope that at some point in the very near future that I am going to ride a winner. Obviously that will obviously be a relief when I do, and it'll be obviously a great thrill when I do. But I don't know if it'll be any more pressure or not. As I say, hopefully the sooner for my career that I ride a winner, the better, really, you know?
Yeah, okay. All right, then. Well, you've got two today. The first is in the 210 at Toaster. It's Churchfield, who had a really good summer campaign. Was beaten in a good Cheltenham race when last seen. But do you think he can bounce back to winning ways here?
Hopefully he's got a chance. He obviously has crept up the weights. He won four in the summer on obviously better ground. You know, hopefully he'll cope with the more testing conditions. It's a competitive race. As I said, he's gone up the weights. Handicapper has done his best to try and calm down. So hopefully he's got a good chance. You know, it's a competitive race, as we say. Hollow Penny of Alan Kings would probably be the obvious danger to him. But it's a tough race. 16 runners, it'll not be easy, that's for sure.
Okay then, but got a squeak, certainly.
He's got a squeak, definitely got a squeak, yeah. In the 310, I ride Mountain Tunes. He is obviously an Irish point-to-point winner. He's not one that I know a particularly lot about, but he said he won an Irish point-to-point. Hopefully he's got plenty of ability. It's a competitive race. Premier Portrait of Kim Bailey's is after winning a couple. Chris Spin of Richard Lee's has got pretty decent form, probably got the best form of all the others. He's probably going to be hard to beat, and obviously Pride of the Castle of David Pipes won a bumper for those for Stratford. He won a bumper and then won at Stratford for David Pipes, so hopefully Mountain Tunes can win if Churchfield doesn't.
Great stuff, AP. Best of luck today with your rides. Thank Fingers you. Crossed we can get the 4,000. And good luck from everyone here at William Hill.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.